22. The place and manner of my execution. Of course, they granted him a jailer, too. A guardian to watch over him, to take him to the laboratorium and back, and to stand in vigil outside his door day and night. The guardian is a golden giant named Amon Tauromachion. Early on, Foe couldn't really distinguish the brute from others of his kind, but he's come to know him, as much as anyone can come to know these kinds of facsimile gods. Amon seems thoughtful and almost kind.
Well, compared to that vicious killer, the Captain General.
If the word can be applied to a 3-meter-tall genetic monster in laughably ostentatious gilded warplate. Amon is his jailer, his guardian, and now it seems his executioner.
It's time, then, is it?
Asks Foe, looking up from his books. Amon reaches up and disengages his neck seal. He lifts the helm from his head. The poor monster seems to want to look Foe in the face, unmasked, as though this conveys some sort of respect or dignity.
Directives have been issued, Amon says, his voice the soft rumble of a storm on a neighbouring continent.
Foe scowls to himself. He sets aside his book. He hasn't been allowed a pen or any means of making a record, and the walls of his quarters,
unlike the noctilithic walls of my squalid cell in the Blackstone, from which I also learned so very much,
are impervious to marking. But he has modified the nail of his right index finger so that it can impress individual letters and numerals in the books he's been given, and he has perfected a kind of inverted braille by which he can record, secretly, his private thoughts and ruminations. Once he's dead, the books will probably be discarded, or returned to some library, without anybody noticing the slight dimples and stipples embossing the pages. They'll never know what he wrote, or the secrets he hid.
Issued, hey? May I ask who by?
Foe says.
I have not been told, says Amon. I have simply been instructed to discharge my watch of you, and hand you over. I am...
Foe raises a hand quickly to silence him.
Oh, please, Amon, don't make your next words only following orders. Do me that decency, at least.
Amon opens his mouth and closes it again. An almost imperceptible expression of distress crosses his broad features. It was what he was going to say, of course. The idea that Foe knew that reinforces his concerns that Foe is somehow learning to manipulate and read him. Amon has been told all the stories about Foe's legendary and almost superhuman genius. Almost all of them are lies, or at least wild exaggerations. Foe is just a clever but frail old man in a paper suit. There is no way he can control a being like Amon, not by hypnosis or autosuggestion, or subliminal micro-direct, or any means biomechanical or chemical or anything. But Foe is clever. Foe knows that the one thing he has left is his reputation. It's not what he can do. It's what they think he can do. Foe gets up. He brushes down the paper of his smock.
Those orders, Amon, what were they?
To guard you. You know that.
Foe nods. One of the most powerful beings on Terra has been charged to guard him. Such creatures do not waver or relent in any way. They cannot be influenced. Indeed, the custodes,
each one brilliant in his own way,
indulge in ingenious games to test themselves, to predict, imagine, and outthink any possible ploy that might be used against them to disrupt their function. They cannot be outthought. They are always projecting every possible variation. But this, Foe reasons, creates an unusual loop of biofeedback. It is a pleasingly simple sequence. The custodes cannot be outguessed. The custodes are utterly diligent in their duty. One has been appointed to guard him. Foe has a
undeserved, really,
reputation for being superhumanly ingenious. Thus his sentinel scrutinizes him with greater and ever greater degrees of analysis, trying to identify what ingenuity foe is about to use. Of course, there is none. Foe is just an old man in a paper suit, with no means whatsoever to influence or manipulate a custodian.
Can anything do that? Can anything turn them? I doubt it.
But Amon suspects he can.
Or will try.
And so is constantly alert, constantly watching for tiny tricks and minute tells. The mere expectation that foe is about to try something is breeding a kind of paranoia in Amon that is slowly impairing his performance. So, in fact, foe has two things left. His reputation, and the way that reputation interferes with Amon's vigilance. Foe need do nothing at all.
And I can do nothing anyway.
And the custodian will slowly lose himself in ever-decreasing loops, trying to predict what the trick,
which is genuinely nothing,
is.
Follow me, says Amon.
Can I bring my books?
Foe asks. Amon nods. Foe gathers them up. He offers the bundle to the sentinel.
Do you want to check them, or take custody of them?
Amon looks at the bundle. He is evidently wary that they are part of the non-existent trick.
You can carry them, says Amon.
So, where are we off to?
Foe asks as they start to walk. Amon doesn't reply.
Oh, Amon, says Foe, show a condemned man the respect of conversation. How's the war going? Have we lost yet?